You know, insects are renowned for their small footprint. And unlike cows, insects are cold-blooded. Why is it important that they're cold-blooded? What does that mean? What's the relevance of that?
Okay, a lot less energy is produced in keeping them warm. And they can be more efficient. They're way more efficient, as I've said, in conversion of feed into protein that someone else can eat.
And of course, we spend so much time trying to eradicate insects with pesticides and so forth instead of cultivating insects.
Yes. And I think we just need to think carefully about our world and the system and what insects can produce.
One enthusiast says that the movement will make the most progress through the production of captive-raised insects, not wild-harvested insects. And I'm wondering if this is all a matter of triumphing over cultural conditioning.
Yes, and I think there are two ways it's going to go. It's going to go the way that sushi went. It's going to become popular, even though you're eating something unusual that looks like an insect. The other way is going to be just wanting a protein bar, wanting something quick, wanting something high energy but with high protein. And then those products that don't look like insects are going to become very popular.
So what you're saying makes sense to me. If you're interested in introducing insects into your own diet, where can you find insects for food in the United States?
Okay, there is a company that produces the flour in Austin, Texas. It's called Acheta, A-C-H-E-T-A. There is a company in Salt Lake City called Chapul, C-H-A-P-U-L. There's many other places in the United States. We can purchase wax moth larvae from a place in Black Duck, Minnesota. And there's many, many other places. Try the foodinsectsnewsletter.org would be one place to get more information.
And of course, if your own environment, your own landscape is organic, you're not using pesticides, there's nothing wrong with picking a caterpillar or a grasshopper from your own landscape.
Right, as long as you know it's one of the edible insects. Grasshoppers, pretty much any grasshopper is fine.
All right, thank you so much.